How's it feel?
Excited about Thanksgiving. You know, it's a little big, but, you know, bet's a bet, so I'm a man of my word, so that's why I didn't want to speak to you all yesterday, because I figured, you know, get me today.
It's a turnover chain.
I don't have one of those. I wore a sweater for Kaya like a week ago, and it was like a sweater with a turnover chain, but, yeah.
What's your relationship like with Dan? Have you spoken to him outside of social media, conversation wise?
We've exchanged like DMs, but he's like filming his movie out in Canada somewhere, so he's kind of been pretty busy. But you know, I think this offseason might be a chance or the time to maybe meet up and hang with him if he wants.
You gonna be on Ballers plenty of days? Or?
I would. I like the show. So maybe.
How are your acting chops?
I'll let you decide. I was on what was that fantasy TV show a while back ago?
The League. I was on The League.
So check me out. Let me know what you think. You know, I was myself, but you know, I don't know. Go check it out, and then you know we'll talk.
You like those colors? Nice.
You, I am a fan of colors. I'm not gonna lie. I grew up liking. This combination of colors. I don't know if you guys know, but I was a huge Miami fan growing up, and I used to want to go there. I used to always like hope I got a scholarship there, and then I ended up going to Notre Dame. I just love, you know what, really, it was like I loved, as a kid, I was like, I just love Florida. I love the state of Florida. I wanted to go to school in Florida, so I liked the Dolphins. I loved Tampa Bay. I loved my University of Miami, Florida State, the Gators. I just love Florida teams. So, yeah.
Did Miami offer?
Man, I had a bunch of offers. We definitely talked. I can't remember if they offered me because it was pretty early in the process when I went ahead and committed to Notre Dame.
What'd you think about how that game went down with Notre Dame and Miami?
So we were in meetings, you know, for most of it, and when I did get to see it, it was 14-0 real quick. We didn't play our best game, and we know that, but and they played really well, but clearly didn't go too well.
Did you have to buy that yourself, or did he send it to you, or how did you get it?
I got it myself, and yeah.
And you got it, the name on it and everything? And
yeah, I mean, if I'm a loser bet, I'm going to lose it the correct way. I'm going to do it the correct way, you know.
So. Where did you find the jersey? eBay or something?
eBay, yeah.
And what happens to the jersey after? How long do you have to wear it? And what happens to it afterward?
I think all I need to do is post a picture and tag him and let him know I fulfilled my bet. And I can't decide if I'm going to – I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. Hopefully he'll sign it.
This being your fourth Thanksgiving game in a row, is it kind of get that vibe where you know the season's starting to come down to the final games and the division race and all that? Does it kind of have a familiar feel to it?
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, November football and December football. That's everything turns up a notch. And right around Thanksgiving, it really turns up. So I think with the veterans we have in this locker room, we understand that. And we try to guide the young guys, let them know, like, there's no time for those minor mistakes. We need to play good, solid, fundamental football, especially against, you know, a top 1, 2, 3 team in the league. It's no secret that the Vikings are playing tremendous football right now. They're making it happen. They're making plays all over the place. Their defense is phenomenal. So we're going to have to do our jobs the best we can. Now, we don't need to be superheroes by any means. We just need to go out there and play good football. I think we have an advantage because we are back at Ford Field. So, yeah.
Is it fitting that it's the Vikings tomorrow as opposed to another team?
I think so. We're the 12 o'clock game, right? First game on, divisional rival. Things are going to be intense. Great way to start off Thanksgiving.
You still haven't lost on Thanksgiving since coming here anyway. Why do you think you guys have been so successful?
You know, I think because I think we're so successful in November, December because of you know, how we take care of our bodies in camp and early in the season. I think Coach Caldwell does a phenomenal job of taking care of us, being sensitive to how our bodies feel. He's always asking the older guys, the younger guys, hey, how are you feeling today? Do we need to make any changes? I think that goes a long way. And I think we're very productive. I think we have a very, very smart team that we don't need to be banging heads, you know, every Wednesday. And so I think that's why it's helping us out now. We should and hope to start playing our best football right around now.
When you win, you often say that you practice well the week before, and now you only get 2 short days of practice. So how does it change?
I would say when I say we practice well, it's usually more so the mental part of it. We don't make we limit the mistakes. You know, obviously we're flying around, but this week has obviously been a huge mental, or these 2 days have been a huge mental days. I think all of our guys understand the assignment. I think we've been paying a lot of attention to detail. We kind of have to turn it up a notch, give it a little extra focus because of the short turnaround, and I think we're ready.